Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, I still love you. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 789, where I simply read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary, and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8. Where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast, my dear friends, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, it is my humble prayer that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ would be revived, and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come upon this earth, and saved from the eternal burning hell by believing the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus preached first and best when he said the most loving, most important, and most wonderful words ever said to humankind in the history of the world. When he said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And Dr. Curtis Hudson said, those words are the gospel in a nutshell. Only Jesus Christ could give the gospel to people like that in such few words, and not only give the gospel, but give the history of the gospel at the same time. For Jesus Christ gives the history of the gospel and tells us exactly where the gospel comes from. It comes from the wonderful heart of God. For God so loved the world. Dear friend, that means that God loves you. No matter who you are, no matter who you think you are, no matter how bad you've been, I know it's hard to believe, but God loves you. He loves you. He loves even me. He loves all of us, even though we have done him wrong and we've done evil against him. For God so loved the world so much that he gave up his only begotten Son, his only child, Jesus Christ, to suffer, to bleed, and to die on the cross for our sins. He was buried, and then by the power of God rose on the third day. And in this verse, all we have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. believe in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ is the holy, sacrificial, Passover Lamb of God, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for our wicked, evil, and ungodly, heinous sins. Our sins of lying, our sins of stealing, our sins of lusting, coveting after people and things, our sins of dishonoring and disobeying our parents, our sins of dishonoring God by taking His holy name in vain. And that's just 5 of the 10 commandments that we have broken. For the Bible says, dear friend, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. That means that you're going to die one day, no matter how powerful you think you are, no matter how beautiful you think you are, no matter how educated you think you are, no matter how rich you think you are, you will die, and I will die, and we can't stop it. And the reason why we die is not because of a car accident. It's not because of cancer. It's not because of cardiac arrest. It's not because of the coronavirus. We die, dear friend, because of the disease called sin. Our sinful nature. We're prone to sin. We choose to sin. We make sinful choices. And because of our sins, we die. Our body goes to a grave. Our soul goes to hell. If we have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I emphasize this because sadly, according to the scriptures, most people will go to hell. You don't have to be in that number. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, and thou you shalt be saved. Notice what Jesus says in this powerful verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice the word whosoever. The word whosoever means anybody at any time. Red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight, even though we may not be precious in one another's sight. You know why we're not precious in one another's sight? Because we're wicked, evil, ungodly sinners. God is not like us. Jesus is not like us. They don't have those negative feelings towards us. They love us. Whosoever. That includes you. That includes me. God loves us for who we are, in spite of our sins. I don't know how they do it, but I am thankful to God that they see us differently than we even see ourselves. And then notice the next word that Jesus uttered that night so long ago. Whosoever believeth. The word believeth simply means to trust in, to have faith in. And who? Him. Jesus Christ. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, he said. That means you will not go to hell. Your destination will change instantaneously once you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. For whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You will be saved instantaneously from hell and the darkness of hell, the torment of hell, the pain of hell, to the glories of heaven, to be with God in Jesus Christ. and the angels and the beloved family. So, dear friend, don't hesitate. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shall be saved. Pray and ask him to save your soul. Call upon him, for the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe in him today, and let's call on his name right now, right where you are. You don't have to go to some beautiful ornate church to get saved. You don't have to be a member of a church to get saved. You don't have to do good works for the church to get saved. You don't have to give any money to a preacher or to a church to get saved. You don't even have to get baptized to get saved. Now, you ought to get baptized after you are saved, but baptism alone cannot and will not, or any other religious activity, save your soul. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Call on his name. Ask him to save your soul, and he will. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me right where you are. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. As, Lord, I have mentioned and shown, we are guilty of many sins, for we are sinners by nature and by choice, and we have and I have sinned against you. I deserve to die and go to hell, just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul, as I believe that you suffered, you bled, and you died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to change. Help me to repent of all of my sins and turn from my evil life. As I receive you into my heart, Lord Jesus, as I accept your free gift of salvation, believing in my heart that you died for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord, help me to turn by the power of your Holy Spirit from my evil ways and my evil life, and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus, that you have blessed me to be a part of. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you just believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, please let us know by emailing us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com. And go to gospellightsociety.com to read my book free of charge. It is a free download. My book titled, After You Enter Through the Door. What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And step by step, that book will tell you what you ought to do now that you are a born-again Christian. And it will help you become a strong disciple of Christ. If you have a prayer request, please send that to the same email that I gave you. Also, let us know that you got saved so that we can rejoice with you and send you some free materials to help you to grow in the faith and be the Christian that God wants you to be. God bless you, dear friends, in your newfound faith in Christ. Now we're going to resume the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, if you would allow me to say, already in progress at the podcast, The Scripture and the Sense. And today, my beloved, we are reading Haggai chapter 2, verse 22. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word. Lord, give us, by the power of your Holy Ghost, deep understanding of your holy word. And fill us with your Holy Spirit to understand it, to love it, to cherish it, to obey it. Lord, hide it in our hearts. Help us to apply it to our lives, to share it with others, and to proclaim it, to preach it to others, and to preach from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Verse 22, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one, by the sword of his brother. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Haggai chapter 2, verse 22. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, of course, with the help of the wonderful, powerful Holy Ghost. And we thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Zerubbabel learned from Haggai that God would overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. This is reminiscent of the destruction of Gentile world powers represented in the great image in Daniel chapter 2. There, the worldwide messianic kingdom will replace the Gentile kingdoms. The overthrowing of chariots and the fall of horses and their riders indicate that this change in world government will be military as well as political. In the confusion of this great battle of Armageddon, at the Lord's second coming, many a man will turn the sword against his own brother. Holy Father God, thank you for your holy word. By the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, cause it to do in us only that which you can cause it to do. It is even beyond us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Your majesty, peace and love, that your